The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
If you've got Ryan Yarbrough out there starting Game 6, and you're up 1-0 and there's a sign of trouble, okay, go get him. But this team that's got really three legitimate ace starting pitchers on their team, if it's one of those three guys, let them go and win or lose with your best guy on the mound.
At least let him get himself in real trouble.
Right.
If you're going to make that call, I mean, I can at least see you defending that.
Would you pinch hit for your best hitter in a key moment?
Oh, if the analytics said so, AJ.
When you're constantly inundated with these terrible people and these terrible acts, like at some point does your life just have this cloud hanging over it where it's just like, oh my God, there's so much darkness in my life that it's really affecting me?
It has affected me on a few occasions. There have been a few stories where it starts to get under your skin. And I've had to walk away from the show for a week or two because it does get under your skin after a while.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Let Aaron get involved. It's his birthday. Send him a happy birthday message. Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, 713-780-3776, or you can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. You can comment there. And if you miss the first 2 hours, it's been a really good first 2 hours on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. You heard the voice of Mike Boudet of the Sword and Scale Puppet Podcast, who joined us for a couple segments.
This was a big day for me.
Yeah, this was two of your favorite guys.
Yeah, and my favorite podcaster on. And I had the guy, I mean, that's a rare thing to get the guy that you voted for vice president on your radio show.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool day for me.
It's a big Hoffman day, but and I really enjoyed the interview with Mike as well, because I've become quite a fan of that as well. And, you know, it's so interesting to see Netflix basically just stealing his stuff now.
Yeah.
Because that's at least, I think he said four now. But check out the Sword and Scale podcast. It's fantastic. If you're into crime dramas, which is really what it is, like Tiger King was there. AJ heard that on his podcast long before Tiger King. You know, the whole Shannon Watts thing, long before that special came on. Why You Don't F with Cats.
Long before.
And those are all big hits now, and he had those before. So, you know, check that out. I think you'll enjoy it. It was a lot of fun having him in. He seems like a great guy, and he seems like one of us, and we all drank some Four Roses small batch with him. And, yeah, so it's been a really good first 2 hours. I mean, we could have spent more time talking about what a great coaching decision it was to leave Lonnie Johnson at safety instead of moving him back to corner with all these injuries. But that's not cool. And a couple things just on the voting stuff to just sort of follow up. We've been talking a lot about it, and you know, AJ's always been pushing for the libertarians, and I think locally especially is the way to do it. But 832 asked a question about something we've talked about. Fred, voted in Jersey Village area, and about 75% of the judges on the ballot only had Democrats as an option. Why do judges have a political affiliation? Shouldn't judges be impartial as the most middle-of-the-road person?
Yes.
They should. None of them should have political affiliations. I agree with that. But I will also say this. I mean, and this is why everybody's freaking out over the Supreme Court and all this stuff. Most judges make the right legal decision. And in spite of affiliation, most of them don't make it political. Most of them do the right thing, and they defend it well. There's a few, obviously, who don't, and those are the ones I didn't vote for. But yeah, you really shouldn't have judges with affiliations. But the reality is, we do. So there you go. mean, so he says AJ Day. Everyone is bitter on AJ Day, and everyone hates everything Houston on AJ Day. And what else defines AJ?
What do I hate about Houston?
You hate everything about Houston. We know. We've already.
That's not true.
You hate everything about Houston teams.
Well,
yeah.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah, there's no.
Actually, I don't hate the coaching hire for the Rockets. I really don't. I hate that it's budget. You know, like, and I didn't want Jeff Van Gundy. I know a lot of people did. I don't want that. It's just, I don't know if the coach that they hired is going to be able to do anything with what he's got. I don't know if he can cook with the groceries that are here. That's all.
No, I like the hire. I like the fact that they didn't just go and get a retread. And,
but
and Jeff Van Gundy would be a retread. And all this stuff about what it would take to get Jeff Van Gundy, like ownership of the team and all this.
Yeah,
not worth it, man.
No.
Not worth it.
No, but I don't hate Houston. In fact, I'm not mad at the Rockets at all. I don't like the Rockets because I don't like James Harden. That's been the case for a long time. I've liked the Astros. I still like the Astros. I think it's gonna start going downhill from here.
It's already been going downhill for me with those guys because some of the things that, and not the cheating. I don't care about that.
Yeah, I don't care about that. But I also don't expect you to be competitive or like to be competing for a World Series every single year either. I don't think this is that kind of a market. And the Texans suck. If you still support the Texans, that's on you, bro. That ain't a me problem. That's a you problem.
Well, you can support them. It just,
well, there's nothing. Them money. They're going to keep doing the same stuff.
Well, I'm hopeful that they'll make the right decisions. But, I mean, that's just hope, right? There's nothing to base that on. I don't know what Cal McNair's thinking. All I know is that he's still got a guy there who thought the DeAndre Hopkins trade was a good idea. And I don't know anyone in their right mind on this planet that thought that was a good idea. And if you're out there, please call. We'll put you right in front.
No, there's nobody.
No, I mean, but if you're
going to have random people calling and saying, I like it.
No, but tell me, you have to tell me why. And I just, I think it was great. And don't give me the, what team won a Super Bowl with a number one receiver? Don't give me that crap. So yeah, trade the number one receiver for a broken down running back. Yeah, that makes a ton of sense.
Let's talk to Matt. First call of the day, isn't it? Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, sports.
Hey, I just want to talk a little bit about sports. I just want to talk a little bit about the coaching hire, man. I think it's a good move. Hopefully, it'll mesh. I guess my thing is, What we're going to do are key pieces in free agency. We're going to have to get, obviously, the way that he's going to structure the offense, it's not going to be, it's going to be some threes, but not as much. You didn't get a big man. But what do you guys think as far as trade worth? Do you have anyone to trade to get a big man, or what do you guys think about that?
I don't know. I don't know that they've got to get a big man that fits. They can't just have some big schlub down there. I know that. But they don't really have trade assets. That's sort of a problem.
Yeah, and I don't know that this guy that they promoted is going to be worth a damn as a general manager. So, I mean, I think with basketball, there's always a way, but you're probably going to have to find somebody to take Westbrook. And while I think you can do that, I mean, I don't know what you're going to get back. So, I think, if I look at the teams, and it's funny, my sports map column for tomorrow is who's in better shape long term between the two sucky NFL teams, the Cowboys or the Texans?
Good question.
Spoiler alert, I think the Cowboys are in better shape. But if you ask me about Texans and Rockets, I might actually say Texans. Because they haven't, I still think if you hire a really good quality GM and you get the coach that I think they're going to get, then you can turn things around pretty fast. The Rockets are kind of locked in with what they have.
You know, Jason Braddock just texted us and said, no one loves James Harden more than Morey. Well, Jason Braddock is in that conversation too. Jason Braddock and Daryl Morey, 1 and 1A. Morey doesn't care about draft picks. True. Houston should trade Harden to Philly. What would he give up? I mean, I would be interested in that.
You know what? I would too. Because, I mean, they at least have some assets.
But do you want to build or do you want to build your team around Joel Embiid? Do you want to build your team around Ben Simmons? I don't know. I don't know.
Now
I'm not trading. I'm not trading James Harden for, you know, Joakim Noah or some bad contract. That's not what I'm looking to do. But if there's a real trade to be made, I'd certainly consider that.
If you keep Russell and trade Harden, which is a better fit, Embiid or Simmons?
If you keep who?
Westbrook.
I mean, I would rather have Joel Embiid.
Okay,
but
I mean that's what I'm asking. Who do you if you could trade Harden and but you couldn't trade Westbrook and you still had Westbrook, who would you want?
But what I don't want is anything that involves taking Tobias Harris or Al Horford. That's what I don't. I said Joakim Noah earlier. I meant Al Horford, my old Florida
same
teammate
old
brain.
Overpaid. Yeah, right.
But I don't want either one of those bad contracts. I would want one of their good players, which is those two guys.
And maybe you do that because I'm pretty sure Philadelphia's looking at things going, hey, there's a reason we're bringing in Morey. This thing ain't working. And we know he's willing to trade anyone and anything. So maybe that makes it a possibility.
Yeah. All right. I got to tell you guys about Allstate Windows and Siding. You want hurricane impact windows. All the windows from Allstate Windows and Siding are made in Texas, built for Texas tough weather, rain, wind, hail. It's all covered. Plus, save up to 40% on your electric bill. They are here to help Houston, and they're extending their fall specials right now. 25% off windows, $2,000 off complete siding jobs as well. They've got home appointments and virtual appointments. That's how I did it, and my windows have been measured. They're coming out next week, and we're putting those bad boys in, and I'm going to start saving up to 40% on my energy bills. That's what I'm excited about, man. Remember, Allstate Windows and Sidings for hurricane impact windows. Call them today, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. They've got veterans discounts. They've got cash discounts. They've got first responder discounts. They're going to help you out, and they're gonna put you in a house with brand-new, beautiful, energy-efficient windows. AllstateSidingsAndWindows.com.
The way I did it worked out fine. Ooh, God, you blessed. Hey, man. Probably ain't believe me. No, I went through it. I'm back. Night finally on the team. Not on it.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman. It's fall and we could all use a little awesome. Well, our friends at Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has collections for every part of your life. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every month. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. Who wouldn't want awesome stuff sent to them every month, right? It's like Christmas on your doorstep. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads for when the temperature dips, no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them to pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BLITZ at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, promo code BLITZ for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. On what has been one of the more fun shows in a while on a Wednesday. You know, Wednesday's kind of that day of the week where not a lot going on, and especially with the World Series over. I mean, can break down the Rockets higher. We can break down Daryl Morey to the 76ers. We can break down your Texans. Crickets.
Yeah.
So I have two things that I haven't done yet. I have the gym of the day, and I have the non-pedo positive Rona update of the day. Which would you like to do here? We'll do the other one next segment.
Let's do the update. Let's do the non-pedo update.
All right. This is
positive. Non-pedo. Corona update of the day.
All right. Well, it's not as positive as yesterday's was. The effective reproduction rate is at 1.19, which is still over 1. We got to get that down. Last week it was 1.06. The current 7-day average testing positivity rate is 4.3%. Last week it was 4.1. So more positive tests. And the not so good number, 708 new tests yesterday. That was up from 356 the day before.
Oh, doubled.
Yeah, so we've had like 3 of the last 4 days. It's been in that 700 to 800 range. Still under 1,000. And that's my positive part of it. We're not getting over 1,000. And yesterday they admitted 113 new COVID-19 patients compared to 92 last week. So that's up a little bit as well. But also good news. The ICU is still in phase 1. It's only 91% full. So, there you have it. Not great news.
Okay.
But not, I mean, it's still not as bad as...
Not as bad as the rest of the country. That's positive.
It's not as bad as the rest of the country.
That's right. It's not as bad as the rest of the state.
Not as bad as the media wants you to think it is.
Not as bad as San Antonio.
Yeah. And now, getting on to the... To what is the bad news? It's like they're talking about shutting down Europe again and a bunch of places around here. My question to you is, doesn't this prove that the shutdowns just don't work?
I don't know.
I think all you're doing is pushing it all back. And I think at some point we just have to deal with it. And I don't think shutdowns are an answer. I really don't. I think the only time to do that is if your hospitals are overwhelmed. And at that point, okay. I can see it. But 409 says...
I also don't think, like, I don't know, just pretending like it's not a thing anymore is a good idea either.
Well, I'm not saying that.
I know you're not saying that, but there are people who do. Like, today, did you see the video on the interwebs today of Rand Paul fist bumping the president?
No.
And he says, here's to immunity. Don't, like...
No.
There's no immunity. Just because you have it doesn't mean you're not going to get it again. There's now people getting it like the second time's worse.
Well,
so you can't just like, oh, well, I already have it, so I can do what the hell I want. I can go to movies and share my popcorn and you know, not wash my hands after I poop and everything. No, you still got to be careful.
Yeah, I think if I were in charge of the whole thing, I would say, all right, here's what we're doing. I'm opening this stuff back up, but mass social distancing, take precautions. Like I talked about with what Little Woodrow's did, the way they did it. Everybody has to do that. But
you know what the deal is. It's got to be one side or the other. It's got
to
be.
But it's time for us to get away from that. And yeah, the study came out that said that the antibodies don't stay in your system nearly as long as we think, which means you can get it again. And it's, and what I think puts most people off is they either haven't had it, they don't know anybody who's had it, and if they did get it, it was so light that they're like, oh, this is not,
it's
a,
not
big
a big deal.
Deal.
Yeah.
And for the most part, it isn't. It's just for some people it is. And I think you're going to have to make the hard decision that, you know what, there are some people who are going to get really sick from this, but how much longer do you shut down the world? And, you know, I think there's ways to do this that makes sense, but I think the whole shutting down again isn't going to stop it from coming back again as soon as you open up. So anyway, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And Echo Adams says, running back for the Jaguars has been in the hospital twice with bad respiratory issues and won't be playing again this year. I also think that, and you're not doing this, but people pull extremes and say, oh, look at this. And like, oh, this is an 18-year-old who got it and got really, really sick. or, oh, here's a 95-year-old woman who had it and didn't affect her at all. So I guess it doesn't affect old people. We can't take the outliers and make those reality, because that's not it. I mean, that's the one thing that, and that's why the politicizing of it is just such a mess. So, oh, well, this guy had a mask and it didn't work. Okay. It's, if we all just stop and try to be reasonable, we'll be all right.
Oh, Frodo said my son had it for a day. I mean, yeah, it is. It's different for everybody. Some people just have it and it goes away and they're fine and nothing big. And some people have, I mean, obviously some people die from it, but some people are like permanently compromised. I don't know.
But the vast majority of people who've had it are not dying and are not permanently compromised. And that's, and we don't
but
even.
But we can't say the vast, like anybody who dies from this, it's a bad thing.
Well, yeah, but you're also, like, but you got to look at it.
Like, well, 2% of people are dying who get, that's a lot.
Yeah, but then let's break that down, since we're going to do analytics here. Let's break that down. How many of those people were at-risk people who would have died from the flu or something else? How many of those people were in their 80s or 90s and any illness is going to be dangerous to them? How many of that 2% were actually healthy people?
How many other diseases are spreading like this, though?
Well, that's the one thing about it you can't control, is, but you can't control the spread. We've already seen that.
I just don't think it's saying, like, well, it's okay. I mean, only at-risk and old people are going to die from it. Like, those are important people, too.
No, but they're also at risk of dying from something else. And
Well, you're at risk every time you get in your car.
Yeah, you are. So, again, why are we...
And you and I are both morbidly obese by BMI standards, so we are considered extremely high risk.
I don't understand your point, though.
There's a lot of people who are considered at risk, is what I'm saying. And I consider you and I to be relatively healthy people. Doesn't matter. We're still high risk. Aaron might not be morbidly obese. You're probably just overweight, right?
I think so. That's where I fall.
You're overweight. You and the president are overweight.
Yeah.
But me and Fred are morbidly obese.
But I also think that the numbers of people, I don't think that 2% is an accurate number, because I can guarantee you the actual number of cases is probably twice what's been reported, because poor people aren't going and getting tested.
Yeah.
You think about these homeless communities everywhere. They're not going and getting tested. And there's people who probably had it and had light symptoms. So, you know, once more people get infected, Fred, more outliers. It's actually human lives, too, not numbers. I'm not saying I disagree, but it's still pretty serious. I'm not saying it's not serious. I'm just saying that your shutdowns are not controlling this. And what you are doing, I mean, is obviously not working. So I'm not saying open everything back up either. I'm saying that shutting things down is a mistake.
I will say this. It's hard because there's some people who just aren't worried at all and they don't care at all. And when anybody in your society thinks or behaves that way, it makes it hard on everyone.
But the problem is, that's not just this disease. That's the idiots who go and drive 95 miles an hour and swing through traffic and cause accidents. Those people are out there.
Yeah.
And unless we can find a way to kill them, unless we can find a way to Thanos them, then, you know, that's always going to be an issue in our society. It goes back to the things I've always talked about. We need fewer dickweeds. And I wish this disease would really attack the dickweeds and just get rid of people who care nothing about anyone but themselves. And yes, there are people who listen to the show like that because I see your texts. I would love for all of you to just go on to the next life, because it would make it a better world. And guess what? We'd be able to get through this. So, Rain Man, I will not fear. Fear is the mind killer. That was for me. Fear is a little death that brings total annihilation. Yep. Obscure Dune reference. Not too many. I'm really excited about the new Dune movie. And hey, I'm not saying don't make changes. I think I was consistent about this. I was getting tired of going to crowded places long before this happened. Like, I love going to the Derby, but I don't want to be around 150,000 people ever again. I think that's just getting old.
Yeah.
So it's just an adjustment. You know, you make that adjustment. And if you're going bald, I can tell
make
you
an adjustment.
I can tell you exactly where to go to make your adjustment. Go see my man, Dr. Linville. And what he does, he extracts individual follicles from the back of your head, transplants them to where you're thinning, and it's your own hair. And I had it done over a year ago, and I love it, man. It's turned out great. I'm happy with it. I mean, I was almost completely bald, and now, you know, I have hair. And I can even go to a stylist and get it done up. And check this out, man. I know a lot of you guys are embarrassed by this. You don't want to tell anybody that you're getting it done. Well, if you're working from home right now, and it's probably going to be a couple months before you go back, why not go get it done now? Go to 975hair.com, set up your consultation, free for ESPN listeners, and he just wants to help you out, man. He helped me out. He helped himself out. He had it done, and his hair looks fantastic. And, guys, this is life-changing. It really is. And, I had to have a lot of work done, but maybe you guys don't need it, especially if you're young. You don't want to go bald, man. 975hair.com. Get that free consultation today. Dr. Linville will change your life. 975hair.com. Why is there so much pain? So here's your holiday. Hope you enjoy this toy. You gave it all away. It was mine. Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple things to get caught up on Twitter. Mark says, I don't think Mike Pence would go on your show unless his wife was in the room. That's probably true. And Jared asking, are y'all in on Succession? I watched a couple episodes, not for me. I'm told it got better, but I'm pretty ADD. If you don't get my, I'll give you three episodes. And if you haven't caught me yet, you're probably not getting me at that point. And I just don't want to invest a bunch of time in something that I'm not enjoying. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
We go to New Hampshire, the Florida of the Northeast, where a woman from Littleton, New Hampshire, was charged with drug possession and stalking. Her name was Lisa Landon, 33 years old, of Railroad Street, Littleton. She came up with what she thought was a foolproof way to get the charges dropped. She basically impersonated a prosecutor, filed bogus documents with court officials that the drug possession and stalking case against her had been dropped. And unfortunately, didn't work. Now she's also also faces six charges of falsifying physical evidence, false personation, and but they allege that she submitted the fake documents in three different court cases last November and December. In several instances, she used the New Hampshire court system's electronic system to file documents. Seems on the surface, pretty good idea, except they track all this stuff down. So, yes, she is accused of impersonating a prosecutor to drop criminal charges against herself. And guess what? That's a crime. So, she's had, shocker, lots of, her criminal history includes stalking and possession of meth. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
There you have it. So,
that would have worked like in the John Dillinger times or the Bonnie and Clyde times, where you just dress up as a cop and walk in and go, I need to transfer these prisoners. Well, we never got a wire about it. Well, yeah, the wire's down at the prison in Missouri. So I'm going to take him in this car and we're going to go. And they go, all right. 2020? No.
Yeah. They can track your IP address. There's all kinds of stuff. Like if suddenly all the charges against you were dropped, is that not a red flag?
Yeah, it seems like that, yeah.
But in if you look at this woman, meth, stalking, all of those things make sense. But she looks like, you know what she looks like?
What she look
like? A female John Belushi.
Oh.
Animal House style. Look at that photo.
Not good.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
No, hell no.
And it's not over now. I hope everybody listening gets that reference. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Oh, did you see the voting for the best beers in America and best brewery?
No.
Well, let's start with the top 10 ranked breweries. Bell's Brewery was number one.
Okay.
Sierra Nevada, number two.
Nice. Congrats to my boy Gusto.
Yeah, who always takes care of us. Yeah, that's number three, Russian River.
Oh, that's a good one.
Number four, Founders.
Also good.
Yeah, I like that
KBS.
One.
KBS.
Number five, Dogfish Head.
Very good.
Number six, Treehouse.
Very good. My buddy Don just had a bunch of Treehouse. We drank some on Saturday.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Deschutes, number seven, which another one I like a lot.
It's from Bend, Oregon.
Bend, Oregon, yep. Yeah. The Alchemist, number eight.
Very good. Also a Northeast brewery.
Number nine, New Belgium.
Okay.
And two of my favorites tied for number 10, Firestone Walker and Stone.
Very good.
Yeah. The top 10 ranked beers. Let's see how many of these you two guys have had. I'm sure you've had more than me, although I've had a bunch of these. Bell's Two Hearted Ale.
I've had.
Number one. I have not. Russian River Pliny the Elder.
I have had Pliny the Elder. I've never had Pliny the Younger. That's the one you have to have on premise.
Yeah, I think you actually got me a Pliny the Elder once. I think we were in California and they had it.
We both had one. Yeah. In San Francisco or something.
Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Yes.
The Alchemist Heady Topper.
Yes.
Bell's Hop Slam.
Yes.
Three Floyd Zombie Dust.
Yes, yeah, that's one of my favorites.
Tied for seventh, Boulevard Tank 7 Farmhouse Ale. And Founders Kentucky Breakfast Stout, which you've definitely had. Number eight, Deschutes Fresh Squeezed IPA.
Yes.
And number nine, North Coast Old Rasputin.
Yeah.
So you've had them all.
I've had them all.
Aaron?
I've had all but one.
Which one have you not had?
Now I just lost it. It was the one, I think, right after Zombie Dust.
How are you ever going to have it?
I don't think I've had
the Tank 7?
Yeah, I've never had that one.
Okay, it's like a Saison.
Yeah.
I think the only two I haven't had on here are the Bells.
I
haven't had the Alchemist either.
Have you had the Tank 7?
I have had the Tank 7, okay. Yeah.
I mean, like, some of those, like Zombie Dust, you can't get here. The Alchemist, you can't get here. That's just, you have to have.
I don't know where I got Zombie Dust, but it was.
You were probably in Chicago.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to either travel or you have to know someone who will send you some.
Yeah.
No, it was the Alchemist that I hadn't had.
Okay.
That was the only one.
Mm. All right.
Got my trusty Untappd tells me everything I've had.
Yeah, that's. And I'm too far gone to ever get.
My wife makes fun of me about it. You don't need it.
It's a cool thing, but you know, at this point, I've already missed out on so many that you know, if I start over now.
But you know what? At some point, I said, "Well, I guess I better start keeping track."
Is she bringing you dinner?
Everybody does that.
Yep.
That's
and all kinds of stuff.
That's a nice birthday.
Nice.
You already took me out for a great lunch.
Wow.
Man, I probably would have scheduled someone else if you would have told me it was your birthday.
Why? I can still work.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Nothing more special about today than any other day.
Well, your wife has some sexy time planned.
She's
for
already
you.
Come up. She's come up here to see you, which I think since I've known you guys, I've only seen her in
she
the office
come
for the party.
Often. That's right.
So that's a big deal.
I mean, it's a 45-minute drive.
Wait, she is still in there?
Yeah.
You wearing sexy panties today for my man? Yeah. Is she lying, Aaron? Do a check. Make sure she's
wearing
sexy panties. Yeah.
It's I need to cover up the camera that's in here because even though it's not on Twitch,
Okay. I don't want
it's probably always rolling.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah, that's true.
But
it might get us more paid.
Listen, a good wife will bring you food. A great wife will bring you food wearing sexy panties. That's the way it's supposed to go. Or no panties. That's allowable too. A bad wife would be on her period. Oh, that's the worst kind of wife.
Or
on your birthday? That's what I say. On my birthday, you do this to me? Is this a joke?
You got to kind of blame God for that.
Well, she could have worked around it, I feel like. You know?
Who, God?
No. Your wife. Any wife.
Oh, no. God could have worked around it.
No. Listen, God, all he does is just say, hey, here's birth control. You want to take pills in a different order? We can make your period come 2 days later. But a lot of women will say, no, can't do that. Got to stay on my pattern. And you're like, well, it's my birthday. It happens once a year. Go off pattern 2 days. But women are selfish. That's the pretty much the way the world's always been. Women are out for themselves.
You've done a lot of fertility research, obviously.
I mean, I know a little about it, all right? I know a little about a lot.
Much more than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know nothing about any of this stuff.
I mean, y'all aren't having kids, right?
No.
Why haven't you sprung for a hysterectomy yet? Just get all her parts taken out and she'll never have a period again.
Yeah, I don't think that's a smart thing.
What? It's the smartest. Or, I mean...
Yeah, I remember Aaron is kind of anti-medical stuff.
Not anti-medical stuff.
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean, anti-medical stuff? What are you like?
Because I said I wouldn't take the very first iteration of a vaccine.
Oh, he's an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that's what
and,
it is.
And an anti-doctor, anti-surgery, okay. Doesn't take pills.
I'm just anti-spending money.
God bless doctors. I used WebMD and got some new gout medicine, and he was like, listen, dude, your foot's going to fall off. You got to get some preventative medicine. So I'm in the process of finding a real doctor who will, like, you know, give me some good medicine, but boy, my foot already feels better. Just one day of that medicine.
See, I'm not coming around to Aaron's way of thinking, but when I had to go to the doctor most recently to get on this new medication, when I started reading all the potential side effects, one of my favorites, one of the medications is for blood pressure. One of the side effects may cause low blood pressure. It's like, what the hell? Isn't that what you're trying to do?
Fuck that.
And then the other one's got may cause death. Like, okay, aren't you supposed to be preventing that? Isn't that why I'm taking you?
For whatever reason, my wife just texted and said, reasons I never listen. You sound like a moron. I don't know what she's talking about. Maybe she got me and your voices mixed up, Fred.
I don't think so.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sad I didn't get to do my Hey Man Bleep That because I went so...
Well, do it now. Do it now.
Okay. Well.
Okay. I'll do it now. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
So I went and now that I'm, you know, getting up in age at 32 years old, I decided a couple weeks ago I should start getting like more than just a physical. So I went and got my eyes checked completely for the first time in my entire life, had them dilated and everything. And I also went and got my hearing checked because that's a huge part of my that's a huge part of my career and my career path.
Yeah.
If I lose my hearing, I'm kind of SOL and then I have to go sell cars for a living. I don't want to do that. But not that there's anything wrong with selling cars. I just don't want to.
Right.
But I went, I went through my insurance and looked at it and it said, okay, this is how much it should be. Said, cool. That's the estimate. Very modest estimate. All I'm doing is walking in there. They're going to put a couple beeps in my ears. Raise your hand. Tell me what words you hear. Go in. Get done. I said, all right, now I can pay. Here's my HSA card. And they, oh, no, we'll bill your insurance. It'll be fine. I said, are you sure? Yeah, it's no big deal. All right. Well, we got a letter earlier this week. It was over $500. The estimate was supposed to be $38.
You know what you should do? 713-626-8900.
Lawyer Dave.
That's what Lawyer Dave does, man.
I might have to.
He goes after these insurance companies.
Man.
But yeah, I saw that. And she emailed me and she was like, we have to pay this. No, we do not. They didn't tell me it was over $500 to have a couple beeps run through my ears. And it's not like they gave me a full diagram to take home to look at where my hearing is.
Well.
Hey, man, f*** that.
Yeah, I'd be pissed about that, too. Doctors are a scam.
Well, I just don't like spending money. That's my issue.
Medical science in general, it's a bunch of nonsense. I don't buy it.
I appreciate doctors.
I mean, they do go to school for a long time.
I don't like the insurance billing side of it where they just spring that on you.
But guess what I heard about on Sword and Scale today? A doctor who killed a bunch of his patients.
Angel of Death over in the UK?
Nope, different guy. Here in America.
Oh, there's a lot of these.
America.
Yeah, there was a, I think there was a Law and Order episode about that
guy. He was using ricin. And this was like in the 70s and 80s when no one could trace it. Bad guy.
Yeah, I like my current doctor. It's been a long time since I've had a doctor I actually liked and trusted. And my last one was just mean. And I'm kind of like, why am I going to you and giving you money?
I was like, I asked my wife, because I needed a general practitioner to get my gout medicine. And I was like, I'll just use whichever one you use. And she's like, no, it's not very good. Just find someone better close to your work. It's like, then why do you go to her?
Maybe she just didn't want you to talk to her doctor, and then her doctor asked her next time, what in the world are you doing?
You know what?
Why did you send him to me?
What I finally did was I asked Dr. Linville to recommend somebody for me because, you know.
I thought you were going to say you had asked Dr. Linville to do, like, you know.
No, not
general. I need you to do heart surgery on me. And he's like, listen, I'm a hair transplant doctor. And it's like, listen, you're a doctor. Just do it.
Because I can fix how ugly you are. But, yeah the rest of it, you're kind of on your. No, but I just said, hey, I need a good doctor, and do you have a recommendation for me? And so he sent me a guy from his building, and the guy was great. So I'm really happy.
You know what else is great? Having a hoop from Pro Dunk Hoops is great. It's great at my house, and it was great during COVID time when we were all stuck at home, and I was working from home. Guess what? Guess who wasn't inside? Taking up my Wi-Fi, eating up all my snacks. The kids. You know why? Because they were outside hooping it up on their Pro Dunk Hoops goal. And the great thing about adjustable from 10 feet down to 5 feet with the turn of a handle. So simple, so any age can play. My older son will be out there hooping it up on the 10 feet. My older son's getting salty because he's not making baskets. So he's like, all right, let's crank it down. Let's put it down on 8 feet. And then my younger son starts bawling out on my older son, making him look stupid because now he's doing spinaroonies and dunkaroos. Guys, you need this goal. It's the best basketball goal on the entire planet. Thicker steel. Rust-free finish. The backboard, if it ever cracks or breaks for any reason, they'll come out and replace it for absolutely free. You cannot beat it. Check it out all online. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. 'Cause we're gonna be
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And guess what? Last segment of the show.
What?
Yeah.
It's already over?
It's all over but the shouting, as David Lee Roth once sang. I've come to take what's mine. You know, ever since I get my Mac back, I've been having problems with the messenger on my Mac.
Mm-hmm.
Like some messages, like Braddock sent me a text. It shows up on my phone, but not on my Mac.
Maybe does Braddock have an iPhone?
I don't know, but before they all worked. So I don't know. I've synced it. I've done everything that I'm supposed to do. And it just doesn't, for some reason, some guys pop up and some guys don't.
That's what she said.
That's
what she said.
By the way, our buddy Woodland Sam said, just snagged a couple bottles for your happy hour. One is gross. The other is smoky. He'll drop them off Friday. So,
all right. Well, we won't be here
Friday. We won't be here Friday, but you know, we can certainly have them for later on.
All right.
All right. Let's wrap the show up the way we do every Wednesday with a little deaths. 1992, Cleavon Little, best known as Bart from Blazing Saddles. The sheriff is near.
He died in 1992?
Yeah. Colon cancer at 53. Still a young man. Fats Domino, 2017. 89 years old. Says natural causes. I'm going to go with fat. Let's see. Lou Reed, 2013. Liver disease at 71. Let's see. Bobby Riggs, 1995. Dead at 77. That's how you, my dad and like two other guys from the Chronicle played Bobby Riggs in an exhibition, like three against one.
Who won?
Bobby Riggs. But he was here for the, it was for the Billie Jean King thing. And yeah, I was a little kid and I just remember.
So he could beat three men, but not one lady?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
what a loser.
Three,
no wonder he
these
died.
Were three journalists. They weren't exactly the best athletes or tennis
your dad,
players.
John McClain, and who?
It wasn't McClain. Yeah, McClain was too young. He wasn't there yet.
Oh.
I think one guy was George White.
I was just
White.
Picturing John McClain playing tennis.
Yeah, well, I remember one of them was George White. I can't remember the other one.
Charlie Palillo.
I don't think Palillo was old enough there. Joe Negro, 2006, brain aneurysm at 61. He knuckled under at the age of 61. Red Auerbach, 2006. 89 years old, heart attack. All right, I better go faster then. There's only 3 minutes. Geoffrey Chaucer died in 1400. The Canterbury Tales, which I was forced to read many times in college. Really, really crappy.
You read it in the 1500s.
1600s. Oh. Come on, man. Not that old. Okay. 1934, Charles Pretty Boy Floyd, American gangster, shot dead at 30 by the FBI in Ohio. That's a good run for a gangster, 30 years old.
Not bad.
Albert Anastasio.
Gangster bleep, get gangster prizes.
Also known as Umberto Anastasio, American gangster from Murder, Inc. Murdered at 55. If you're going to be part of a group called Murder, Inc., probably getting murdered.
Chances are good.
Right, here's your best deaths. 1972, Jackie Robinson, dead at the age of 53. Rosa Parks, 2005, dead at 92.
It's a bad week for black activists, I would say.
Well, it's bad week for black people in general. Hattie McDaniel, first African-American actress to win an Oscar. Mammy from Gone with the Wind, dead at 57 in 1952. Rod Roddy. Boy, these are not...
Rod Roddy, come on down!
Died of cancer at 66 in 2003.
Damn, who does that job now? Because Drew Carey's pretty much locked in the Price is Right host. I wonder if I could be the new Rod Roddy.
Maybe so.
I wouldn't have the fame and glory of being the new Bob Barker, but
see, I thought
that's something.
When I saw this, I thought it was Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Rod Roddy from The Price is Right.
1704, John Locke, English empiricist philosopher. Influential Enlightenment thinker and father of liberalism. Damn liberals.
Damn liberals.
Dead at 72 in 1704. You want to talk about a great run.
He didn't have great health care.
He was trying to get it.
He's trying to get that Obamacare, and look, that nobody was pushing it through.
Little known fact, first husband of Sandra Locke.
Oh.
Who did all the movies with Clint Eastwood. 1998, here's your porn star, Trinity Lauren, 35 years old, died from...
car accident.
Overdose on prescription painkillers. Boy, this was not a great death week in terms of big names.
No, it was not.
Neither was. It was better than last week, though, wasn't it?
No, I think we at least
I thought last week was really bad.
No, I think we had more porn stars last week.
Oh, we did. There was
we had six.
A plethora of them.
Yeah, as long as you have a plethora, that's a good thing.
Porn stars and pro wrestlers, they die at such a rapid pace. There's always some.
All right. Great job.
And Rod Roddy.
Great job today, Aaron. Hey, great job, Danielle, for coming in. And really great job for AJ Hoffman today.
Thank you, Fred.
Very, very happy with your efforts today. We will be back tomorrow. We'll do it again. Till then, stay Rona free, bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame you, Don.